I would like to talk about two aspects of the kiss, which I think are very important. You know, Baruch Hashem, you know, everybody knows, at least those in the know, that, you know, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva has been, you know, a very, very stark place, and guys are definitely very into learning. And there's a tremendous kol Torah, you know, by each Seder, morning Seder, afternoon Seder, night Seder. But you figured, you know, there are many dvarim, divrei Torah, dvarim she'en lahem share. And it's definitely, the kiyas is something, it's the longest siddharma of the day. You're sitting there for hours learning the kiyas, and it's challenging. And if there's something that could use chizuk, you know, in the beginning of this month, let's try. Now, in particular, the two aspects I want to talk about, firstly, is chavrusas, and that, after I finish this little vod, I'll, you know, spend time with guys talking about whoever doesn't have a chavrusa, see how we can work out different chavrusa arrangements. But the first and foremost is a chavrusa for Rikias is very important because you're spending a lot of time going through the Gemara. And it's something, there's no one formula, what's the best chavrusa for Rikias. You know, some guys want, I want this type of guy. Some guys say that type of guy. I want a guy who reads well. I want a guy who's good at Baal Havana, this. There's no one formula. You know, a lot of different things could work and fit for guys with chavrusas, for bekiyas. One step, though, is people have to give it a chance. In the beginning of the Zman, you have relationships between chavrusas. Guys set up chavrusas. And then I know because I'm the guy who deals with it the whole year. And you know, this one breaks up then, this one breaks up then, and then that. If you look at the guy's options, what he had in the beginning of the year versus what he has later on in the year, his options in the beginning of the year were probably much better, but, you know, didn't work out, and he was ready, you know, wasn't working to his best, you know, okay, so, you know, easy come, easy go. People are sometimes quick to break up the kiyas chavrusas, and it's something, especially in the beginning of this month, you know, A, for the relationship itself, you know, guys shouldn't be quick to break it up. But guys should also be proactive. I think that's the word somebody wanted to use today. You have to be proactive to have a relationship with your chavrusa. And for it to work well and to have a situation where a chavrusa is a tremendous hacker for every Seder. If a person doesn't have a chavrusa, that's much harder. And whatever a person could do to have this relationship with the chavrusa and keep it, you know, that's what they should try to do. Now, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva is actually bigger this year than it was last year. So that means more opportunities for chavrusas. And when I say bigger, the phone doesn't stop ringing. Still in the process of gathering everyone together. But, you know, guys should look to Bekiyas Chavrusa as somebody I want to keep, I want to learn, I want to steig together. That's the first part. The second part is something which probably has gone neglected because if you don't speak about it, for sure is neglected, and especially in the Chofetz Chaim world. Rabbi Hollander is just reminding me, I'm pretty sure I was there too, how years ago Rabbi Harris gathered the whole yeshiva upstairs in the Reginzer Space Matters, and he made a big push that he felt the guys were not chazering bekiyas enough. And Rabbi Katz just told me, oh, Rabbi Davidowitz in Rochester, very into chazara, like, it's a chaval that it's fallen by the wayside. Chazara is something which, in a certain sense, is hard to do. In a certain sense, it's hard to do. Because I just did it, and now you tell me to chazer it? But it's immensely important. Immensely. First of all, it's impossible. You know, and the seasoned Talmidei Chachamim have said such things. How do you expect to remember Gemara you learned once or twice? Three times. The only way you remember things well is through chazara. Now, whether you believe these stories or not, you know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, and many other Gedolim who have uncanny ability to just rattle off gemaras and things will all say it comes from because they're constantly chazering. So we all, Be'ez Hashem, want to become Talmidei Chachamim. You can't become a Talmid Chacham if you don't chazer. It's not enough to learn something. A person has to chazer. It's all more important in the world today, and who I'm talking, the audience I'm talking to, right? The world today, people struggle with reading. Reading is something which is very hard. By doing more and more chazara, that is how you get better at reading. Person will come, get through Bikias, however it takes you to get through, first time, second time, but to chazar makes it so much easier to read. The more and more a person chazars, the more and more he'll get better at reading. And we have to push chazara. Chazara is essential in the world today. We have to. Because otherwise, people will unfortunately be left, I can't read a Gemara. I can't do it. You know, this whole Vaharevna organization, which has done tremendous work, they're not so much into finishing Masechtas as much as they're into Chazara. When a person Chazars something 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 10 times, 11 times, the more you Chazar, the better you know the Gemara, the quicker you're able to read it, and you can polish off plot. As somebody who's Chazared Masechtas, you could go through from Daf Beis to Daf Tes in Ksubas. Oh, 15, 20, 30 minutes. Not 10 hours it might take you the first time you're doing it, the second time you're doing it. But to go through, well, I'm talking Chazara, I'm talking Gemara and Rashi. I'm not talking doing Tosis. Just pure Gemara, Rashi. Sometimes just to read the Gemara itself, you know, straight. The more a person is able to chazar, the more better a person will be in reading. And I do think chazar is something that has been somewhat left by the wayside, and there's not enough of it doing, even in Baruch Hashem and Yeshiva, where the guys are learning quite well. So much so that we talked about in the Nahalamin the other day, the following new takana, is we're going to mechayev every single group to suspend, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes a day doing chazara of what? Of today's Gemara. And maybe then with that, you can maybe, guys, does that quickly, you can go back to yesterday's Gemara. I know Mechanach spent a lot of time studying the whole aspect of chazara, and he said the major yesod of chazara is the following. In order for a person to be able to chazar, it has to be on something that you know. If you wait to chazar ksubas, the first few blot, you know, all the stuff you did in Elul in Hanukkah time, it's much harder. If you chazar Elul stuff in Elul, the days you do it, that's what's going to make it so much easier. And the sipuk that a guy will get, because I know it, is a very, very big deal. So we want to push everybody. Let's call it at least, you know, for the first year guys, the last 5 minutes of Seder is 9:55 to 10 o'clock, 9:50 to 10 o'clock. Guys should be chazering, every single guy, but Yotzim and Adofen, should be chazering that. It doesn't even have to be with your chavrusa. Just read the Gemara yourself, read it to your hand, whatever works out. You talk to your chavrusa. Who are the older guys, 10:25, 10:20, guys should be sitting in the base medrash, just reading through the Gemara they did today, reading through the Gemara they did yesterday, day after day, do today's Gemara, do yesterday's Gemara, you have more time than the day before. Just, yeah, what you did in Bikias, not talking in. Chazer the Gemara you did. We want to even have a system where we'll have incentives for the more and more times, you know, we'll make, you know, chvesvas, some number. I want to go around to the guys to see what is doable. But, you know, to chazer and Elul, you know, in Elul we have 3.5 weeks. So that means we're mechayev every first-year guy to do a blot a week. Mechayev, you know, second-year guys to do a little bit more than that. Third-year guys, you know, the aim is to do 60 blot. So that's a blot and a half to 2 blot a week. Like, guys have to move. Now, Ksubas, we'll talk about, you know, all the Pratim, many Tosfim are very tough, all over Shas, okay? Baruch Hashem, a very seasoned Shalom Eishavs and this, but okay, there's some Tosfim you might have to skip here and there. But when a person, Chazara is something, the more a person gets used to doing it, the more sipit they'll get from learning, you'll get a tremendous hana that I know this. What everyone should do, 3 or 4 blot in Ksubas, besides the official 2 times you have to do each blot. Beyond that, everybody should be able to do those blot at least another 10 times. 8 times. 7 times. Something like that. If you do each blot beyond the 2 or 3 times, 2 times you're learning it. You do it another 8 times, so that's another 24 blot if you do 3 blot. So your L, instead of being 3 blot, no, but I did each blot 7, 8 times, so that's like doing, you know, another 24 blot, and so on and so forth. The more guys chazers, you know, if a person keeps a tally of how much they chazer, how much they do, you see a result in front of you. In Ian, it's very hard. I understood a dakos better of the question that my Rebbe asked in Shir. It's very hard to put a number on. But each time you go through a blot, you make a check on the top of your page, or you might have other systems coming about. How many times I chazer each blot to do, that's shavah kesef. You see what it is. Pun intended. Right? You see what it is. I see how many times I did daf beis. Look, my daf beis. How many marks with X's between them? I'm up at my 10th time going through daf beis. I guarantee you, I don't have to be a Navi, I don't have to be this, it's very easy. If a guy went through a blot time after time, you know, the first time a guy did it, he had to write down every single word. By the time you're doing the 8th time, you won't need to look what every word means. You won't know, have to look where the commas are and where the question marks are. That by the 8th time you did it, by the 10th time you did it. Definitely by the 20th time you did it. So that's something we want everyone to be involved in, the Chazar and the Beis Medrash in general. And as a whole, you know, something that we think would be mechazek very much, the Kiyas Seder.